Case number 9970, Mark F. and Susan E. Cummings, southeast of Oyster Bay Lane, north of Clamshell Lane, being lot 40 within Kenwick West Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Yeah, first up here, sir. Name and address.
Mark F. Cummings.
Okay. That seems to be that. On to the next.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Gentlemen, good evening again. I'm Bill Schaub. I'm here on behalf of Mr. and Mrs. Cummings, and this is the what I would consider more the typical variance, or at least the typical variance that I am here for, is the situation the Cummings signing a contract to buy a piece of real estate, a survey done just before settlement, brought to the county for approval, and then it was noted that the front of the property, actually it turns out specifically the steps on the property, encroach into the setback. The county then checked its records and determined that this home was placed by Nanticoke Homes in 1983 and that a certificate of compliance was issued to the owner at that time, saying that obviously that there were no zoning problems. Those same people owned the property from 1983 until they sold to the Cummings, so there was no reason to do a survey for 24 years, and then when it was done, it turns out that sure enough, the house was, the house is right on, is okay, but the steps encroach 7 feet. Now, the setback is 30 feet, the steps may encroach 5 feet into the setback, but they encroach into the setback a total of two out of those five. The only reason we've requested a 7-foot variance is that the Homeowners Association is waiting for the county to rule on this, so then they will decide if they give the Cummings a variance from the Homeowners Association rules, which when the home was placed said a home had to be 25 feet from the front, but they didn't have the encroachment for steps because their restrictions actually said the home or any protrusion or any projection. So the house actually violated the Homeowners Association restrictions when it was placed in 1983. We have written to the association. In fact, I have a letter saying they have no position on this, but I have spoken with their lawyer and they want to see what the county does. And I guess, again, for the Cummings standpoint, from the county standpoint, they are only seeking a variance of 2 feet. But again, because that's under the regulations with the steps, that's all that's needed. But it would just make things easier for the Cummings, possibly, if the county, well, we asked for 7 feet for that reason. But if that is improper procedurally, then, and I have a picture, by the way, of if I could show.
Mr. Schaub, your client can't cut 2 feet off the steps?
You cut 2 steps off the steps, probably. And I think is that the picture will show they just seem to be regular steps. There's nothing special about them, as the Cummings will say, but you got to have steps, and steps have codes, and so they're stuck with those steps or something very similar there, too. Mr. Cummings, since you drove all this way, because I said you had to, could you just give your...
Just like to say, we wanted to go to settlement, and we had to either decline the settlement or go through and apply for a variance, and that's what we hoping you gentlemen and ladies will consider it and pass it for us.
And is there any way you can correct this problem?
I don't think there's any way to do it. It's really going to make it look right. I mean, it looks like a regular house with regular steps, and it doesn't seem like it's really going to hurt anyone. It's going towards the street.
Right.
It's not towards a neighbor. And if you do anything different, I think it's going to look worse than what it looks like right there.
Okay.
So for all those reasons, we do ask that this variance be granted.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have one letter in favor.
Oh, Okay.
Lot 41, right next door.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant probably finds this necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously wasn't created by the applicant, but the former owner. I don't see really alter the essential character of the neighborhood, a minimum to afford relief. I make a motion we approve case number 9970.
Okay, have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9970. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Case number 99.